Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord speaks to us individually to the heart. The Lord always speaks to us in the heart. That's where our will is formed. That's our foundation. If we love God in the heart, a lot of good things can happen. And we can overcome the world system by loving God from the heart. Not just the mind. A person can know that God is. And you know, when you see people blessed by the Lord, if your heart is, when people's heart is not right with God, they have to go and think. It's a challenge to them. They see people blessed and healed and set free and saved, and people that had a condition, now they don't. And when they don't know the Lord, it can be a challenge to them. Some people get angry. Some people want to know more. But anybody that allows the word to get in their heart, that word will grow and become faith for them. See, the Holy Spirit helps that word become faith. But once it does, believe. All you have to do is believe. And you get in, you get to join in. Every blessing of God suggests that that everybody is welcome for the same treatment. Because God loves us all. And he does things in a way to help people see. See, sometimes the people that get healed, blessed, delivered, they're not the wisest people. Sometimes they can be very foolish in their behaviors. But God loves them. And then some people say, well, he helped them quit smoking. How come he didn't help me? They were receptive. They received a miracle. Anybody that's receptive can receive a miracle. And the word of God is trying to give you the same blessing anyway. But through the world system, God is estranged from man. But Jesus came to do away with that estrangement so we can live in him. Now, over the years, I learned some things that became key and valuable to me. When I talk about it sometimes, the different trials I had, temptations, whatever. And they were sent by Satan to try me, you know, he was trying to get me to, he wasn't trying to test me for the Lord. He was trying to get me on the side of the world so he could kill me, basically. I was in survival mode. I didn't want what he was tempting me with. And I learned some valuable things I didn't know I learned. I wanted to not be tempted. I want the Lord to teach me how I could not be tempted anymore, no matter what happened around me. And I asked him to help me to learn these things so that I could survive the worst situations I could imagine. Now, that's how I did it. Now, looking back on it, I did what a warrior would do. Because I wanted to live godly. And my heaviest temptations were in the year of 1987, the year I got called to the ministry. And I got called to the ministry spring of that year. Well, the heavy temptation started in the fall of that year. I preached my first sermon in November. But the temptation started after that. And it got to where I couldn't go anywhere without somebody trying to tempt me. You know, the enemy stirred up women wherever I went, even church. I saw how much pull he had with just common everyday people. It was shocking and surprising, but I knew it was satanic. And so, and when you read Romans chapter 7, you read what Paul had to say about it. And a lot of people stay in chapter 7. But chapter 8 teaches us about life in the spirit. They should have just let that be one chapter, because people, you know, they gravitate to how they feel. See, pride looks within. How I feel, what I think, what I know. If Paul was going through this, then I don't really, I shouldn't expect to do any better. But no, when you read chapter 8, it suggests that life in the spirit is greater, is the answer to the problems of the flesh and the war of the mind. You defeat it by the spirit. Now I heard, you know, Jesus said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And, you know, people teach, oh, they take it a step further. Now, Jesus, he didn't say the flesh was bad. He didn't say the flesh was evil. He didn't say the flesh was terrible. See, without the flesh, you can't preach. You got to have a body on this world to preach in this world, to live in this world. This is where you influence. If you win according to the spirit, the flesh will get in control. You can control it. You can control your desires, your emotions, and you can control your behaviors. If you receive God's word in the heart and fill your heart with his word, that's where your stamina comes from. That's where your faith comes from. Faith always defeats the world. And whatever you want, you can speak it. Now, I talk about this all, you know, so many broadcasts. But this broadcast, I wanted to share some of the abilities. You know, this is about abilities that I found out about. And no, people didn't, you know, they didn't, I didn't learn this from man, because I was trying to survive and I didn't want to live the rest of my life in survival mode. That's an uncomfortable way to live. And I after going in God's presence, you know, Greg Hose used to lead us in God's presence every Sunday, because he would go home and pray after work every day for hours. And he sought the Lord, and he would just lead us. And I learned to go in God's presence. Now, you know, you have to give credit where credit's due. People who seek the Lord, who draw near to the Lord, they draw near. God draws near to them. And while he's drawing near to them, he gives them abilities. And because Greg Hosey was more noble and obedient, God blessed the whole church with his presence. And not only him, Elder Lewis used to love to worship God. He taught us worship. See, you got to give credit to where credit's due. People may not know everything, but they got something. And sometimes that one thing will help others go forward. And Carolyn Stevens used to read a scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6, every Sunday. And that word got in my heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Acknowledge him in all thy ways and lean not unto your own understanding. She would read those scriptures, and that word got in my heart. The Lord was working. And I can't take the credit. But they did bless me. Now, anyway, I learned to go in the Lord's presence. And in the Lord's presence, sometimes you start understanding. I said, Lord, when I'm in your presence, I don't feel any warfare. I don't feel any temptations. I feel strong. I feel encouraged. I feel like I can do anything. Now, I want to be like this out there wherever I am in the world. Well, whatever I'm doing, when I'm at work, at school, or whatever I'm doing, I want to sense your presence just like I do now. And I don't know how. I don't know how to do it, but I want you to teach me how. So from there, I started seeking the Lord and going in his presence and wanting to know more. So when the temptations got heavy, I took it a step further. I said, well, Lord, teach me how not to be tempted. I don't know how to not be tempted. Some of these things get to me and I have to go pray it off. I want to get to where it don't bother me no more. No matter what I see here or whatever, I don't want it to bother me. I don't want it to be on my mind. Now, all the time, people are talking about how bad the flesh is. But Jesus didn't say it was as bad as they did. Because when people go through and they don't know how to recover, they got to blame something. And Jesus said that the flesh was weak. But he didn't say the miserable things that I heard people say against the flesh. Now, as I continued to go forward, I learned some principles. Kenneth Hagin taught us about faith. Elder Lewis taught about faith, how to believe God for things. And all these things work. But I learned something else from Charles Capps about confession, how to release your faith and direct your faith where you need it and where you want it. If you can imagine something, if you can think it, God can do greater. And I remembered that scripture. And I started speaking to my mountains. And everything that was giant to me, I spoke to it. Now, I'm going to tell you something about complaining. Complaining will make everything bad seem bigger in your eyes and God smaller. Whenever you're complaining, your misery, you're enhancing your misery and you're diminishing your strength through complaining, because it's speech, because it releases something. Out of everything you know, that's your conclusion, what you speak. And the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's automatic that if something's in your heart, you're going to speak it. So you can control things better if you put God's word in your heart. Fill your heart with God's word. Put new wine in that new wineskin you got. Put new wine in that new wineskin. Not talking about liquor, talking about the word of God. The word of God is new wine. Put new wine in your new spirit. Put God's word in your brand new spirit and speak it. And every time as I did that, first I didn't feel any change. For a while I felt no change. For a duration of time I felt no different. And then I began to feel stronger as I was committed to saying things that I wanted in faith. See, the only way to say something in faith, it has to be true of God's word. If you believe a lie and speak it by faith, it's not faith because it's not true. But the promises of God are true and certain. Yes and amen. It's faith. You can speak it. I was persuaded wrong. I was tempted. I felt tempted. I felt miserable. And I wasn't motivated to preach because I didn't like being tempted like that and then stand before God's people. So before I would preach, I would go and pray until I felt good and then I'd preach. And I didn't like survival mode. I didn't fall. But I thought I would. There were days I thought I'd fall. But I always faced the day and the Lord would bless me. He gave me the strength and he helped me survive one of the most miserable times in my whole life. So I learned something, that you can win. I said, well, Lord, I don't like being tempted. I want to do like Jesus did. Jesus didn't seem to have a bother with this stuff. And he's the author and the finisher of our faith. We can receive vision from his life. So people, now while I'm going through this, when people taught about the flesh, they taught about it like the flesh was just a dog. It wasn't any good. But that's not true. Jesus didn't say all that. He said it was weak. It's the weakest part of you. Anything that's weak in God's house can be strengthened. And this is something I learned. So, and I talked about this many times. The Lord taught me many principles about temptation. Because I'm using that because that was the big deal to me at that time. And this works for anything, even financial problems. I remember the last day I was heavily tempted. I said, Lord, how do I get rid of this? How do I kill this problem? And he said to me, don't fear falling. And boom, everything that I had learned in that season and duration of time just came together. And I talked about this on many other broadcasts. Those who listen regularly, you've heard it before. And I saw women differently. And the abilities I had, I could control my emotions. If somebody was rude, I could be nice. I could be kind. It would be real. I could love them anyway. And I wasn't moved by them because I'm looking at the Lord. I'm continually drawing strength from the Lord. And it's like I could control my emotions just like a person watching TV with a remote. You can change the channel. If something comes on you don't like, you can just turn the channel. If you see a commercial you hate, you just turn the channel. If a program comes on that despises you, you just turn the channel. I could turn off anger. I could turn off lust. I could turn off frustration. And I've never been depressed, but you can turn that off too. If you feel heavy, you can praise the Lord. You got control. Your body will follow your spirit. When I first started studying the Word of God, I would fall asleep. But I used to have to stand up and walk around and study the Word to get my 15 chapters in that the Lord prescribed to me. And what I'd do, I'd stand up and walk around, and my flesh got used to studying, and I gained stamina. It was weaker than my spirit. My spirit wanted to keep going. It wanted to sleep. But guess what? Now, I worked a lot of hours, so I would be legitimately tired, but my flesh stayed awake, and I studied, and it got used to it, and it started desiring to study. And when it came to temptations, I would speak that I hate temptation, and my flesh stopped desiring the wrong things. My flesh. The same women that once would tempt me, they were just like my sisters. I found out you can control the way you feel. You can control your flesh. You can control your emotion through strength in the spirit. And because the flesh is weak, I don't trust it because my spirit is new. My mind is being renewed, and my flesh, I have to control it. And when you control it, it can be, you know, when you watch a Western and the cowboy walks up to the saloon or a building or a sheriff's office or wherever they're going, there's a post outside. You know, they took two posts and one's horizontal. It's like a fence, but that's where people tie their horses. And they just lay the leather over the, they don't even tie it up. The horse just stands there till they get finished, whatever. They won't leave because they are tame. They will wait until their master comes outside. They can leave if they wanted to. You know, the lanyard is not tied to that post. They just laid it over it, and the horse just stands there and don't care and waits patiently. And they can be in there 10 minutes and the horse won't budge. Same thing with the flesh. But the flesh is, you know, it doesn't have to be like a bucking bronco. It can be like a tame stallion. Just, and you know, and then take care of it, make it healthy. You're not tied to the way things were. If you can imagine something, if you can think it or ask for it, God can do it. And he can exceed your expectations. Now, while other people kept speaking terrible things against the flesh, my flesh was being obedient. It wasn't bothering me anymore. My mind was free. I was able to think. I was able to consider the wonderful things of God and do the things that God had given me to do and pray and seek the Lord and understand things that I didn't know before. And I was able to go forward and not backwards. I was able to do the things that I was praying about for a season. Now, the temptation period lasted from the fall of 87 to the spring of 88. And after that, I was enjoying God's presence, growing in the Lord and going forward. And I learned, and I said, well, since I got stronger, I said, Lord, help me be even stronger. And I asked him questions, and I got answers. And through the process of asking questions and getting answers and seeking the Lord and learning, I gained abilities. Now, when you speak the word of God by faith in your life, you're changing your course. It gets in your heart. Whatever word gets in your heart and you speak it on purpose to change your destiny, it will work for you. And you'll have abilities, and you're not limited. That's the wonderful thing about it. You're not limited by the people that don't do that. Many Christians and pastors, and they don't do that. Now, I wanted to share what I was learning, but I couldn't put it in words, because a lot of times people, they like to be, I was seeking the Lord about these things. To tell somebody about it, it could seem totally different when you're in a situation that seems insurmountable, and you still have a mind to complain. See, a person can hear the truth and be blessed and then complain, and everything, they'll forget the word they heard, and it will go right back to a point of, they'll go right back to being under the foot of Satan again, or back to normal. But when you seek the Lord and go forward and learn and grow, you get stronger and you're more encouraged and blessed. And then before you know it, you're strong. This happened over time. It didn't happen in one day. So I don't really expect people to learn to change things in one day. But the process, speak the word. Don't speak the misery. And you will see things grow from glory to glory. You will enjoy the same kind of ability. Some people can never see themselves controlling their emotions because they weren't around people that did something like that. But if you trust the Lord, you can. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.